96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show and the road to 270. Boy, it's been crazy, but on the line, someone that can make some sense of all this in real terms, our friend, everybody's friend, a friend of WHUR and long good friend of mine, Miss April Ryan. How are you, dear?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you? Ooh.
Girl, I was ready to call you last night. I didn't know what to do.
Let me tell you, you should have. I talked to your friend, Uncle Luke, Luther Campbell in Florida. I'm like, what happened? You know, since he's down in Florida, so I got him to kind of game it out for us. But let me say this. It's not over until it's over. Mm. That's an old gospel song. It's not over. So right. For all of you who are getting ready to get in the fetal position, get up, get up, get up, and breathe. This thing is being saved. The democracy will be saved by Black America, pretty much, at this point. And the reason why I say that, look at the places that they're still waiting to count the ballots. You're talking about, Frank, in your stomping ground, one of your stomping grounds, in Atlanta. They counted all of Georgia and didn't count all the numbers in Atlanta yet. So we don't know which way that's going to go. But then you have, let's go to Michigan. They counted all the numbers and didn't go to Wayne County until last. Wayne County where? That's Detroit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about Pennsylvania. They counted all the numbers, and they haven't counted those numbers in Philadelphia County in the southeastern portion of Pennsylvania. So this thing is not over. Arizona, it's hanging in Biden's favor. They just called Wisconsin. If you're looking at CNN, which I'm a political analyst for as well, you know, the number is 237 for Joe Biden and 213 for Donald John Trump. The number is 270. And if you're counting the way Joe Biden looks, he looks like he's, and forgive me, my child is in virtual school and she's on the other side of the door screaming. But so here's the deal. If we look at Michigan, Joe Biden possibly can get Michigan. In his favor. He's gotten Wisconsin. His numbers going to 270 are easier than Donald Trump at this point. Donald Trump, the incumbent president, is very upset. He's calling for a recount in Wisconsin because Wisconsin was so close, and it finally went to Joe Biden. And they had a small township that they had to finish counting, and that was only like, 300 people. Joe Biden won Wisconsin. So it's looking like that in Michigan as well. So Joe Biden, if the numbers were to set in right now, it would look like Joe Biden would be president. But you never know, you know. Yeah. But we still got to wait. You have to have every vote counted. So, and now the president, I think he's trying to get Michigan to stop counting. So he wants a recount in Wisconsin. He wants Michigan to stop. You got to have every, that's the part of our democracy, what makes us a democracy. Not a dictatorship, is that every vote is counted. So you're looking at the vote counts right now.
As I was watching last night, I kind of thought about you in so many different ways, you being so close to the White House. What's the tension like in the White House, do you think, right now?
The president's not happy. He's lashing out. You know, he started lashing out last night, but he is making it hell for anyone around him. They have to do this. This is coming from the top. This is coming from him, the recount, stopping the votes, stopping the vote counting in Michigan. This is all coming from him. He is not happy at all. And Frank, this is not just about, oh, I'm going to win re-election. This president, he has a lot on the line. There is a chance that he could be called into court, okay? There are various issues to include that sealed document, you know, in the Michael Cohen case. So at issue, this president, and remember when he said, oh, if I lose, I'm going to leave. I asked former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. I said, you know, he's saying he's going to leave. He said, what needs to happen is they need to indict him right now and take his passport. This is that serious. This is not just about an election and a new president. This is about Donald Trump. This is about humanity, and this is about what happens after. And if Donald John Trump loses, there's also this president talking about those who love him or really are fanatical about him into the streets. And that's one of the reasons why you see a lot of these stores boarding up their storefronts, because they are afraid of the repercussions of what happens with this vote.
96.3 WHUR, talking with April Ryan, our White House correspondent. Don't move, everybody. We got some other questions, real serious questions to ask April Ryan, you know, about the transfer of power and more. So do not move. We'll be back with more with April Ryan. 96.3 WHUR sounds like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s and now. We have on with us the one and only April Ryan, White House correspondent. We've been talking about the road to 270. Big news as Joe Biden wins Michigan. Nina?
So, April, we're going to have to wait until the inauguration. We've got, you know what I mean, like a month and a half wait, you know, for the tension.
We're not going to be waiting. It's going to be tension. It's going to be a lot going on. And that he will be president from now until January 20th, no matter what.
Exactly.
Even if he is not. It's so crazy. He says, you know, I'm not leaving. Remember, and he's got the fence around the White House now. And it's so funny. I talked to former President Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton a couple of weeks ago on my IG Live. And Bill Clinton said, yeah, I bet you he's going to sandbag the White House so people can't get in. He didn't sandbag it. He put the fence around it. And Hillary Clinton said, I told Joe Biden he better not ever concede to him yet. And she's right. Because look at what's happening. So you have to make sure all the votes are counted. And if there's a recount, fine, recount. But you have to make sure all the votes are counted. But then at the end of the day, I asked Eric Holder, I said, what if he chooses not to leave? He said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, don't worry about that. He said, on January 20th, he said, Joe Biden, if he is duly elected as president of the United States, not just popular vote, but the Electoral College, 270. Joe Biden has already received the highest number of votes ever. He's busted that, okay? Mm. He's got the popular vote. And if he gets the 270 Electoral College or closest to 270, he will be president. Now, what happens is once he takes the oath of office on January 20th, because that's going to happen no matter Donald Trump saying he's not going to leave, what's going to happen is the codes go right to Joe Biden. They don't go to Donald Trump anymore. The codes, the nuclear codes, every code goes to Joe Biden. And what will happen? The military will go in and just take Donald Trump out.
There
will be a transfer of power no matter what.
Let me say this to you, April. You know, I can't let you go without saying that I was rejoicing last night because you and I both started at the bottom in Baltimore City together, right? And both of us were big fans of Kwesi Mfume, who took over for Elijah Cummings. We both know Nick Mosby, who took over as city council president. And Brandon Scott became the youngest mayor at 36 years old for the city of Baltimore. So my heart felt good last night about that. And I know
yours Baltimore did too. Is our stomping ground. You know, I remember you when you were young and you were oh baby.
Come on, don't tell the secrets. Don't let me start.
Tell the secrets, April.
We started out way back. And not only that, but you know, what you don't know is Kwesi Mfume was my first program director.
I remember.
At WEAA in Baltimore, a college radio station, Morgan State. I know we're on Howard, but Morgan State. But, so this is great. And Raphael Warnock in Atlanta advanced, you know.
How about that? We're moving.
Yes. Yeah, we are moving. Black people are saving democracy. What's on the ballot, it's not about necessarily Joe Biden. It's about humanity. It's not necessarily about Donald Trump. It's about humanity. It's about decency. It's about saving the democracy. And black people are doing it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, from the White House, our very own April Ryan. Thank you so much for checking in with us,
April.
Appreciate you, dear.
Thanks, guys. Be well. Thanks.
All right, 96.3 WHUR. Hey, listen, don't move. You know, one of the things that has been going on with everybody talking about what's happening in the White House is a thing called vote shaming. You know, I know I am a critic. And I got on all my friends that did not vote.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Listen, don't come across my path unless you voted. You ain't got nothing to say to me unless you voted.
Honey.
You had every excuse to get your vote in. You could have mailed it in. You could have absentee balloted in. You could have gone early and stood 15 minutes in line. There was no reason for you not to vote at all.
Yep.
We still counting mail-in ballots.
I shamed my own brother.
Nina Brown.
Tony,
no, you didn't.
I don't want to hear it. Yes, I did.
Hey, listen, we're going to talk about that next hour. If you vote shamed anybody, if you are ashamed that somebody you know didn't vote, call us, shout them out. Call us up right now, 202-432-WHU. I want to know who they are. If you know anybody in the DMV that didn't vote, You call us right now. We're going to shout them out over the air. 202-432-WA2R. Sounds like Washington.